Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Wow, it's been an amazing week celebrating Black History Month. How much do you remember about the people we've studied? Let's test you. Okay, first, Harriet Tubman. Quiz question 1. Where did Harriet Tubman lead the slaves to freedom on the Underground Railroad? Did you say Canada? That's the right answer. The Fugitive Slave Act meant that any slave found in a free state could be returned to captivity, so they had to go to Canada to be truly free. The next question is about Rosa Parks. When she refused to give up her seat on the bus, Rosa triggered a bus boycott in which U.S. city? You ready? Okay, the answer is Montgomery, Alabama, and we refer to this event as the Montgomery Bus Boycott. One more. What was George Washington Carver's nickname? That's right, the Peanut Man, because he came up with over 300 uses for peanuts. We're going to talk about one more Black American today, and this one is a lot of fun. We're talking about a famous jazz musician. Jazz is special because it is a genre of music that was formed in America. One thing that defines jazz is the improvisation. That means that in most jazz performances, musicians play solos that they make up as they go. That takes so much skill. Jazz is very rhythmic and has a lot of call and response patterns in which one instrument answers the other by echoing back what they've just played. Jazz stemmed from music brought to the United States by African Americans, and the music served as a voice for people who were suffering injustices because of the color of their skin. Edward Kennedy Ellington was born in Washington, D.C. in 1899. When he was growing up, he took the nickname Duke because he dressed dapper and had excellent manners. Duke began playing piano as a child, and he wrote his very first composition when he was a teenager working at a soda fountain. He called it Soda Fountain Rag, but it was all kept in his head. He didn't know how to write music yet, but he eventually learned how in high school. Jazz musicians were in demand, so in his early 20s, Duke started a band called the Washingtonians. People noticed he was special, and he eventually was asked to play at the most famous jazz club in Harlem, called the Cotton Club. Duke was pivotal in jazz music's evolution into swing. In 1930, big band swing music began to become popular, and some of the music pieces that Duke Ellington wrote for his orchestra were 45 minutes long. Duke Ellington is considered one of the greatest jazz composers of all time. Here's the thing about music, though. It's not as much fun to talk about as it is to listen to. Duke Ellington's music became public domain this year, so we're allowed to share some of it with you. We chose one of his most famous songs to share. It's called Take the A Train, inspired by the train he took in New York to get to the jazz club where his band played. Listen in, and after you're done, check out the episode description for a really awesome free online course about Duke Ellington. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to the Inquisikids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.